And most importantly, maybe for Lakers, they give them 1-1 if line for Chase Wilson.
This is interesting because when Roper took his first shot, I thought Harlan had him. I thought he fouled him there and there was no call. Roper got the rebound and Harlan went straight up. And then they called the foul.
I think what they called was him. He was straight up, but I think they thought his lower body was moving into him. But I do agree with you. He could have easily got called on the shot. So those things kind of even themselves out sometimes.
Right. And you got to give the official. You know, that transaction happens real fast. And, you know, just like in hockey, they say the intent was there. His intent very well may have been to blow that whistle, but it happened so fast. You know, it's only human nature. So Gangler comes in. And Gangler's been playing great. And he's been playing with a lot of you're going to lose a little bit of height, but I don't think you're going to lose the intensity here. Walker with a lot of pressure on him right now. He can take the lead back here. Or he can tie the game up and take the lead back. The first shot, no good. It's short. The 1-1. Gangler with the rebound. USA stays with the lead. 45-44 on the ball with 27 seconds to go. McGrath can play. Catch me with Rick. And he gets it back to McGraw, and McGraw gets fouled from behind, and he's going to go to the line for 1-1.
Nick Fletcher and Sean McGraw are kind of playing catch the best they could. Definitely the two leading free throw shooters for USA, and McGraw is just over 80% in the season, which is outstanding. So I think they have one of the guys they want on the line there right now.
21 for 26, and out comes Nathan Cohen, and in comes Zuberman. 22. 8 seconds to go here in this great game, this great rivalry game. USA with the lead, 45-44. The next foul against the Lakers will be a better opponent. McGraw at the line to extend the lead, and it runs out right into the hands of Zuberman. Of course, it was uncontested. Nobody was down there.
It doesn't look like Lakers. Oh, there it goes. There's the timeout. I wonder if they're going to call a timeout to set up a play.
And we're going to take a quick timeout. We'll be back right after this message.
What's that? What were you just saying? You need to switch to the talk of the thumb.
Can you believe it? Thumb Cellular has been serving the thumb area for 20 years. Now that's something to celebrate. To kick off Thumb Cellular's 20th anniversary, you can now buy one cell phone and get a second one for only $20. For example, get the new Samsung Profile for $79 and get a second one for just $20.
You love Thumb Cellular!
Take your pick, mix and match from a great selection of cell phones. Not only that, you'll receive 20% off all the accessories for your new cell phone. Terms of service apply. So help us celebrate 20 years of dependable cellular service in the Thumb. See your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky for all the details. And discover why, for the past 20 years, Thumb Cellular truly is the talk of the Thumb.
You love Thumb Cellular!
We're back here with the top of the Thumb for sure. We've got some updates for you. Not only do we got a bad ball going right here, 17 seconds to go. 35-34, USA with the lead, the Lakers with the ball. We're still out over Lovely.
We just ran with 30 seconds to go, and then a tie ball game, 46 apiece. So we'll keep you posted as soon as we have updates from there.
And last we heard, Bennett is trying to make the offense for one. So hey, who knows what to go here? USA needs this one. I think it's game 4 due to the score now facing the Bennett game. Here comes Lakers. The last chance. They're going to play for the last 6 seconds. Grant with the ball. He dribbles the ball. He looks for shot. He goes up. No good. He throws it to Van Tiflin. 2 seconds more. He takes it from the end. And goes up to the Raptors. No good. USA throws this one out of their path.
It just didn't look like Lakers was ever comfortable with whatever play was called or their set, because the only person that looked to get a good shot was Brody Lawrence, and he was well covered, so he kicked it out to Van Tiflin, and from there, just nobody looked comfortable taking the last shot.
Van Tiflin didn't have an open look, and he threw it back to Lawrence, thinking Lawrence, well, Lawrence was over here on the Laker angle. He threw it and actually went through the last one. It might have come down. It looks like it might have, but didn't touch anything. But of course, it missed. And the foul is going to be USA hangs on in contention here, 45-44, but they're going to need some help, and they may get it. The bad catches. What a game.
Just got word from Edwards. Overtime.
Overtime for the Bearcats.
Just like the first one a couple weeks ago went to overtime in my lap, this one apparently is going to overtime in Italy.
That's going to be interesting because, man, I really want some cold stone ice cream. We just finished up here where the Lakers gave us a great fight here tonight to the USA Patriots. They were up 44-45. I'll tell you what, I don't think James Wolf's going to say this is one of the best looking games, but I'm sure he's going to be happy with the win.
you always have to win in a rivalry game like this, and, you know, he knew Lakers were going to come to play. He told you before the game he was concerned about the effort they would bring, and they brought a great effort, but at the end of the day, USA, in crunch time, probably the last 4 minutes, Jake Holland, Dakota Gangwell were outstanding down low. Botello hit a huge three-pointer. McGraw set up some stuff by making a nice dribble drive penetration, and at the end, their defense confused Lakers enough that they could not get a shot off that really was a good-looking shot.
And we got to give credit to Rook. I have never seen a kid that's ready to release the shot at this level. I've seen it at the college level. At this level, ready to release the shot and kick that ball off to Botello, and then have Botello be ready with his feet set and put that shot off with no delay. That's something you see at the Division One levels of college play, not here at the high school level like we saw.
That vision and court sense, like you said, that you just don't see, and it really looked like he was ready to shoot it, and out of nowhere, he makes there's a left-handed pass. That's what's happened to King, and Botello makes his first and only bucket of the second half, but how big was that?
That was great, and this was a great game. You know, we started out talking about how these two teams were hot in free throws and hot in three-pointers, and we didn't see any three-pointers, hardly, till the end of the game. And then there were some big ones along the way, and it was a great game. I hope we brought it to your fans as good as it was for us to watch it. I hope we called it as good as it really was. But Lakers has no reason to hang their head. They look good. They play like this the rest of the season. They're going to be somebody to contend with the district, and they can definitely throw a monkey wrench into some of the teams and into the tournament.
They definitely can. They know they've got three more weeks really to gel for the tournament. And USA, on the other hand, you know, by some chance, Badass can pull off the upset tonight at Orleans. Cal City and Reese will go play a couple of times. Cal City and Orleans have to play a couple of one more time. So,
yeah, speaking of Cal City, you know, Cal City was off tonight. Cal City sits at 4-1, and they play at Reese. They also have a 3-3 to keep pace with Orleans, and then they host the Orleans on Friday the 18th. But before I get ahead of myself there, USA and Cal City play a makeup game on Wednesday. So they have a tough week. They come out on Monday, and they have to play at Reese. And you know Reese is good at home. Then they have to travel to Bay City, or they host Bay City All Saints, which is a plus for Kansas City because they've been dominant at home.
Yep.
And then, in between those, sandwiched in between those is USA. This is a rivalry game for them anyway.
Isn't that something? I mean, it's going to be probably two or three losses most likely to win that side of the conference. And USA with three losses, if they run the table and get all hurt, they're going to be right there. Cal City plays Reese two more times. Yeah, they played them the last game of the season. So it was going to be down to the wire in the greater Sun West for
and
sure.
You know, we're counting on Badass tonight, but any one of these teams can figure it out. If you can figure out how to slow Janet up a little bit and team there, and he's got to get tired. I can't see this kid going on and on and on. But, you know, you figure it out, and tell you what, Coach Flynn is very imaginative. He's probably got a really interesting game plan over there, and you got to laugh at him sometimes for his little quirkiness, but his quirks work sometimes, and that's sometimes what you need in a game. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to have the stats for this game, see if we got any updates on the overtime game at Ugly and Marlette, and bring you a little bit more post-game. We'll be back right after we hear from some of our fine sponsors.
It never fails. There's a little ice on the road. You're a little late for work. You tap the brakes a little too hard.
Son of a...
What then? I'm Dave Tucker, body shop manager at Moore Shoreline in Sebring. Call me right away when this happens. I'll bring you a clean loaner with a full tank of gas, and you can be on your way. I'll do the estimate right there on the spot. All you have to do is call your insurance company. I'll take care of the rest. After restoring your vehicle, I'll bring it back to you, completely detailed inside and out, all hassle-free, and all no charge. And there's more. Moore Shoreline's body shop guarantees the work for life. How do we do that? Moore Shoreline has factory-trained technicians with over 15 years' experience. After having work done in our body shop, our customers tell us all the time their vehicles look like new. See Moore Shoreline today, M25, just 4 miles north of Unionville. More service, more quality, more selection.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Pay only one bill through the mail, postage adds up to nearly $5 a year. So you can see it doesn't take long for several bill payments to cost plenty in postage. This is Mike LePage from Thumb National Bank and Trust Company. When you're connected to TN Bill Pay, you not only save on stamps, you also save on envelopes and handwritten checks. Explore the convenience of your own online